play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Craddy Insurance. One office for all your insurance needs. Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Green Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee with Silver Streaks Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
At John Field Gymnasium, the Gray Ghosts of IVC High School out of Chillicothe are the opponents for the Galesburg Silver Streaks tonight. And here's public address announcer Gary Mitchell with tonight's starting lineups.
Let's meet the starting players for IVC. 6'2" senior forward, number 10, Ben Rashid. 6'4" senior guard, number 11, Riley Owens. 6'4" junior forward, number 20, Matt Kiefler. 6'1" junior guard, number 23, Mason Schwab. And a 6'4" senior forward, number 24, Ryan Beard. The head coach, Mr. Joe Mentis. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the starting lineup for your Galesburg Silver Streaks. 6 foot freshman guard, number one, Ross. Devin Ross. 6 foot senior guard, number 15, Jones. Denzel Jones. 6'1" junior guard, number 25, Williams. Joe Williams. 6'1" junior guard, number 32, Gibson. Grant Gibson. And a 6 foot senior forward, number 34, Parks. Tyson Parks the fourth. Managers for Galesburg are Ms. Maddie Reed and Ms. Rayanne Harrison. Assistant coach of Mr. Steve Cheeseman, Mr. Ryan Hart, Mr. Matt Pogue, and the head coach of the Streaks, Mr. Mike Reynolds. Now let's play basketball.
Our thanks to public address announcer Gary Mitchell with tonight's starting lineups. Again, the Gray Ghosts, 17-8 coming in out of a non-existent conference for them right now. They are entirely independent and a good crowd on hand again tonight. As we mentioned, the junior Streaks played at halftime of the sophomore game. And then we have a cheerleading performance tonight after a cheerleading clinic with a lot of young ladies from throughout the community that will be coming up at halftime of the varsity game. So let's hope the Silver Streaks show up, especially in the first quarter tonight, and put on a good show tonight, trying to snap a four-game losing streak. And Galesburg wins the tip, and they'll face a 3-2 IVZ zone right off the bat. Gibson on the outside, reverses left to Joe Williams, fires a three. It's off the front of the rim. And the rebound pops out to Ben Rashid for IBC. The Gray Ghosts wearing the road maroon tonight. Looking for their 18th win of the year. They are a 3 seed, if you didn't catch the pregame interview with Joe Mentis. A 3 seed in the Metamora Regional. Galesburg, the top seed in the Geneseo Regional. And the winner of the Geneseo Regional will play the winner of the Metamora Regional, coming up in a couple of weeks in the postseason. So it's not entirely out of the realm of possibility that these two teams could play again in the postseason as Riley Owens cuts in from the left side, finds an opening in the lane, and IVC strikes first.
Owens, their big scorer. Grant Gibson was on him, and Owens tried to post him up down low. They didn't get him the ball, goes to the other side, and then just takes one step and shoots a floater in the lane. Owens is their go-to guy.
Gibson with it now at the top of the circle. On the left side into the corner, Williams fires another three. That's off the rim. Rebound goes over Denzel Jones and then off Tyson Parks under the basket. And the Streaks starting off slowly again. Joe Williams, the only 2 shots of the game so far for the Silver Streaks, both misses. And Galesburg attacked so well in the second half at Rock Island, taking hardly any three-point shots until they really needed them in the fourth quarter to rally back. And their first 2 shots in this game are three-pointers. And here's a runner down the lane. And IVC scores again, now up 4-0 on a runner by Ben Rashid. Into the front court, Ross. We've documented so much over these past four games, the slow starts that the Silver Streaks have had. Here's a three by Grant Gibson from the outside. That one is good. Well, as opposed to last night when it took 7 minutes and 8 seconds for Gillsburg to finally score from the field against Rock Island. Grant Gibson hits a jumper with about 6:15 to go here in the first quarter, and then the Streaks with a full court press with a foul in the backcourt will be the first of the game on Gibson.
Well, you can't accuse IVC of having too flashy of uniforms. It's just little letters IVC above the number right below them. Nothing fancy. A blue-collar team. Earlier on, you know, we were watching the freshman game. One of the officials kept saying ball red. We couldn't figure it out because they had to look like black uniforms on. But these guys, actually, like you said, are wearing a red maroon. So that's actually their school color. Maybe that's what the official knew.
Mason Schaub's three-pointer from the outside is off the back of the rim, and Tyson Parks gets the rebound. Gillsburg looking for its first lead of the game here tonight. Down 4-3. Bad pass, deflected away, but it goes right to Denzel Jones. Down low to Joe Williams on the low block. Gets a shot up. Kisses off the front of the rim, drops through, and Gillsburg's on top, 5-4. They just out-battled Chillicothe for that loose ball down low. Schaub hands off into the front court to Riley Owens. The 6'4 senior swings it left over to Matt Kiefler. About 15 feet out in front of the Gillsburg bench. Now a trap near midcourt on Schaub. Gets the bounce pass away to Kiefler. Has number, so he drives, dumps it off through the lane. Deflected off a couple of players out of bounds. Last touched by Gillsburg.
You know, Kiefler probably guilty of what the Streaks, I think, in the streak have, losing streak, have been guilty of overpassing or trying to, giving up a close-in shot for something that might be a foot closer, and that was the case with Kiefler there.
Down the lane, he juggled the ball this time on the pass, finds an opening in the lane, and a big block by Tyson Parks, deflected out to Joe Williams. Here come the Silver Streaks back into the front court quickly, trying to build on their first lead of the game at 5-4, just under 5 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Denzel Jones with it in the right corner. Skips it back up top to Grant Gibson. Fires a quick three off the front of the rim. Rebound chased down by Jones. Reverses directions down the lane. Left corner, Williams for three off the back of the rim. And Tyson Parks with the rebound up top over the shoulders of Riley Owens. And they're going to call that one on Owens, as Tyson had good position even though he was up over the top. The ball came right to him.
You know, and IVC learned a lesson there. You can't wait for the ball to come to you on the floor. Denzel Jones made one of the IVC players look pretty bad on that one, going over and grabbing it before it came back to him.
Ross into the right corner. Williams swing it back around quickly to the left side. Denzel drives in, goes up with the right hand and in. And he didn't try the reverse. He went straight in from the baseline. And Gillsburg's now scored seven straight to take a three-point lead. 4:10 to go here in the opening quarter. 7-4 Silver Streaks. Schaub will bring it across midcourt for the Gray Ghosts. Onto the left side in front of the Gillsburg bench, Spencer Youngman into the game, a 5'10 senior. And gets it back now in the midcourt circle. Directing traffic, guarded by Devin Ross. Tries to dribble left around him, cut off there. Into the corner it goes. Schaub fakes a three, backs up, gets it over to Owens. Now up top it goes to Ryan Beard. Into the lane, turnaround jumper with a left hand, good by Rashid, his second basket of the game. IVC within one now, 7-6 Gillsburg. Backcourt, Gibson, Ross. Grant picks up the dribble short of the timeline, trying to duck underneath, and a hack foul called as Grant leans in and tries to go through the double team and gets bailed out by Youngman with a hack on the arm, his first second team foul on the Gray Ghosts.
Coach Joe Mintis had to control himself a little. I'm not sure he agreed there was a hack there and did not want to see the foul on Beard, who sits down next to him.
3.5 minutes to go, opening quarter, 7-6 Gillsburg. Right side, Joe Williams. Now Gibson drives into the lane, jump stop, gets tripped up, and gets called for traveling as he falls down. That's the first Gillsburg turnover. 3:26 to go, opening quarter. Gillsburg sophomores winners tonight, 64-47. Got things off to a good start. And the second of three straight games to close out the regular season here at John Thiel Gymnasium. Driving down the lane, bad pass. Streaks clogged up the lane, forced Riley Owens to give it up. At the other end, Ross with a drive, gets fouled, and the shot won't go down.
Well, Silver Streak starting to get a few of the opportunities that have been very hard to come by the last 2 weeks against equally athletic teams to us. But in this one, we've got the quickness and the speed advantage, and we're going to try to take advantage of it every chance we get.
And the free throw missed by Ross. He's been quiet offensively during this four-game losing streak. Not to say that's why the Streaks have lost four in a row, but Streaks haven't had as much depth of scoring as they had during the six-game winning streak that preceded the four-game losing streak. Ross makes a second of two.
Steal by Jones on the inbounds.
And Ross with it back down the lane. Tyson Parks draws contact, loses the handle on the ball, gives it up. Gray Ghosts back on offense. Just across half court, little lob over to the right side to Schaub, cut off by a double team, and now gets it right back and picks up his dribble out in half court. All alone, backdoor cut and a good feed to Riley Owens with a left-handed layup. Ties the game at 8. 2:40 to go here in the opening quarter at Thiel. Quick pass in the lane. Bad idea by Joe Williams. IVC read it perfectly with Owens flashing in from the top of the arc, picking it off, drives to the other end, spins in the lane, falls down, loose ball, picked up by Grant Gibson. Maybe a one on nothing. He takes it all the way in, closing quickly. Was Mitch McIntyre, but he couldn't get there in time as Gibson laid it up and in for a 10-8 Galesburg lead. And a bad pass into the front court. And Gibson there to steal it away from Youngman. And he'll bring it across midcourt after the give back from Tyson Parks. 2 minutes to go first quarter. Silver Streaks by two with the ball. Denzel Jones in the right corner. Swings it back out. Devin Ross. Now around left corner it goes to Joe Williams for three. In and out. Looked good. And then nobody there for the rebound. So Riley Owens steps over and pulls it down. Joe Williams 0 for 4 from three-point range in this opening quarter.
Three from the same spot, although that one had a lot nicer rotation on the ball when he let it go.
Bad pass, read beautifully. Devin Ross with a layup at the other end. Came in from out of the lane as the pass was a soft one toward the top of the arc, and Devin had the uncontested layup after the steal. Now Youngman across midcourt. IVC with numbers. Left-handed layup circles around the rim and drops through for Rashid, who has six in the opening quarter. 12-10, Galesburg by 2, 1:20 to go first quarter.
Well, the reason Galesburg should win this game, if it keeps up the way it is, and like we talked in the pregame, that advantage in quickness, we should get some easy buckets like we've had two or three breakaways, and those have been hard to come by for us in the last few weeks.
Gibson shoots over the Chillicothe zone. That one won't go down. Spencer Youngman with a rebound for IVC, leading the break to the other end. Schaub too strong. With the layup over the basket, rebound Devin Ross. Other end from the baseline, Denzel Jones knocked off balance. Rebound on the floor, stolen away from Youngman by Gibson. And then Youngman takes it right back and gets the layup at the other end. And we're tied at 12.
Well, these guys are 17-8, not because they're just superior athletically, but they're pretty gritty. Their coach just felt like they've given everything they've had this year and have played really, really hard. And that's why they're still in this game at 12-all.
30 seconds to go, and the Streaks spread it out, trying to hold for the last shot here. Gibson on the dribble, out in the midcourt circle. And Chillicothe waits back in that 1-2-2 zone.
It's going to be a quick night of basketball. The other quarters are as fast-moving as this one has been. Only four fouls total called.
Silver Streaks have shot 7 3-pointers in this first quarter, making only one of them. Here's Gibson with it in the near corner down below us, dribbles it back up top, gives off to Devin Ross, down to 3 seconds to go. Devin drives, pulls up, 15-footer is good, and that's how the first quarter ends with Galesburg on top, 14-12. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com. At John Thiel Gymnasium, it's a rousing first quarter. A couple of lead changes, a couple of ties, good back and forth game. Silver Streaks' biggest lead was 4. That was IVC's biggest lead in the first quarter. Silver Streaks had a little 7-0 run to take a 7-4 lead after IVC scored the first two baskets of the game. And the Streaks haven't trailed since. And again, have a 14-2 lead here at the end of the first quarter, thanks to 5 points each from Devin Ross and Grant Gibson. And Ben Rashid leads IVC in scoring with 6 in the first quarter.
This is our first last Saturday game of the season. As you mentioned, Brad, at halftime we're going to see the cheerleaders and the young girls have been working with them and the dance group throughout the day. They'll have their camp, and it was used to be interesting. You'd see along the railing all these big camcorders years ago. Well, I don't think we'll see the great big camcorders anymore, but still a lot of filming going on.
Just phones now.
Yes, phones and the digital recording of the kids doing their halftime routine. So got a big crowd on the south side here waiting for that. And hopefully a few of them will stick around, watch the second half of the basketball game as well.
Galesburg puts the pressure on into the opening seconds of the second quarter. And from down low along the corner, Matt Keffler lobs it out over the head of Matt Schaub at half court and into the backcourt for a violation. Fourth turnover of the game on IBC, and the Streaks would like to open up the second quarter, put a big run on, and go into halftime much more comfortable than they've been during each of the last four games during this losing streak. Well, no, they turn it over. Poked away from the backside of Gibson. Layup at the other end by Schaub. And we are tied at 14, just like that.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be their turnovers leading to our easy baskets, but I think they've turned that around on us just as much. And a big foul there by big Mitch McIntyre coming over the back of Grant Gibson just across half court. McIntyre at 6'5", and you know, probably the one guy on the court that is a little bigger than Gibson through the shoulders.
Just underway in the second quarter, tied at 14. Galesburg with the ball. Try to run through some stats here when we get a moment. Bad pass by Gibson in the lane. Picked off by Schaub. Leads the break to the other end. Off. Nice pass right into the lane. Shot circles in and out for Riley Owens. Then dives for it on the floor. Picks it up. And the shot is blocked by Tyson Parks. Rebounded by Grant Gibson. Leads the break into the front court to Joe Williams. Up and into Denzel Jones. And a foul. There's some Silver Streaks basketball like what we've seen this season.
Big block by Parks on the other end.
Yes,
just
it looked
like IBC was going to get a putback, and he swatted that away. What an interesting game. The Silver Streaks have I've been surprised how poor our ball handling has been in the half-court offense. What have we got? I've got six turnovers right now for us. Parks hits the free throw. And it's 17-14. Galesburg back on top. It's been a bit of a seesaw affair here in the first half.
Five team fouls now on IVC. That foul was on McIntyre for the Gray Ghosts, and now a foul on the Silver Streaks. Again, getting a little aggressive defensively. Joe Williams picks up his first, and the second team foul on the Silver Streaks. Again, just underway in the second quarter, 6:42 to go. Silver Streaks on top, 17-14. Top of the circle, Mason Schaub. Good look down low, and the extra pass over to McIntyre lays it up and in. They fired it left underneath the basket, and the quick touch pass to the right side as the Streaks defense collapsed that direction. IBC back within one at 17-16. Skip pass up top, Devin Ross. Right corner, Denzel Jones. Bad pass intended for Tyson Parks. Picked off from the backside by McIntyre. And here comes IBC looking to regain the lead for the first time since being up 4-0 in the first quarter. Dribble up top around the arc. Riley Owens picks up his dribble at the high post. Skips it back out to Schaub, who will back it up toward half court. Logan Davis to check in for the Silver Streaks at the next dead ball.
That last bad pass got him off the bench in a hurry.
Curling through the lane. Shot rolls off for Owens. Tough break there. Couldn't get the shot to drop. He's missed all three of his shots here in the second quarter. Tyson Parks with the rebound. And now batted out of the hands of Devin Ross along the baseline as Spencer Youngman knocked it out of bounds. And that'll bring two Silver Streaks in. Parks and Jones sit down. As we mentioned, Logan Davis in, and Kevontae Shaw gets some varsity time after he had a good offensive night in the sophomore's victory.
Well, they have 23, I think, before he finally
right.
sat out.
Yep. Davis with it in the front court, skips it back out to Williams, who joins Gibson, Ross, and Shaw on the floor for Galesburg, wearing the home white and the gold trim tonight. Into the right corner, Shaw. He'll fire the three. Good. Off the bench, Kevontae Shaw has an immediate offensive impact, and the Streaks get that four-point lead back at 20-16, 5:15 to go before halftime. Quick three from the left corner. Schaub to answer, won't go down, and a foul over the back as McIntyre held down Shaw, going up over the back for the rebound. And that'll send things back to Silver Streaks' direction. Maybe a chance to start to extend this lead a little bit now.
About the time, well, twice in this first half, I thought maybe we were going to take charge, and then IBC will get a quick bucket the other way. They like to play a little press. It's not a whole lot of pressure, just a zone trap, and then they fall back out of it into that zone.
Into the right corner, Shaw fakes a three, gets it back out to Williams, gets it right back from Joe, swings it back outside. Williams to the free throw line, gives it over to Ross. Now down below us, Logan Davis in the near corner, and a bad pass inside. Picked off by Ben Rashid, leads the break to the other direction, and now a quick three from the corner for Youngman, knocks it down, and IBC back within one.
They just keep hanging around, and boy, our passing in the half court's been awful this half. And that's eight turnovers, and I don't think any of them have really come and times of duress has just been sloppy passes.
Now Williams with a quick three misses everything under the basket. Shaw with a rebound, then he misses the putback as he came from the weak side, and then as he popped to the outside, tried to flip it up with the left hand, and he missed everything. So now IBC with a chance to regain the lead, down one halfway through the second quarter. Schaub on the right wing, trying to spin Joe Williams out of the defense, and Joe hangs right with him. Gets all over Schaub, who passes it away to Owens on the outside, guarded by Grant Gibson. And now Schaub back in the midcourt circle will slow things down a bit. Owens with it on the outside, bounces it up top, quick pass into the left side, Schaub. Now down along the baseline, knocked away by Logan Davis, chased down on the baseline, Ryan Beard, saves it to Joe Williams, leads a break into the front court to Grant Gibson, three on one, down low to Logan Davis, gets bumped, loses the ball, streaks, turn it right back over. IBC down one, trying to regain the lead, and now a timeout called by Joe Mintus for the Gray Ghosts, and he'll try to settle his team down here with 3:31 to go in the first half. With the streaks on top, 20-19.
Well, I'm guessing Mike Reynolds might want to, I don't know about settle his team down, but just tell him to make better choices out there. Yeah. 9 turnovers now in this half. And, you know, that last one, too, I want to see Grant Gibson be unselfish, but in that case, I mean, he's halfway down the lane on that one.
Yeah.
And tried to do a bounce pass to Logan Davis underneath. Well, you know, like Logan, but give me a choice. I'll take Grant with a 5-foot jump shot there, but for some reason he tried to shove that thing between two defenders and got it stolen. That's been the story of our half. If we could take a little bit better care of the basketball, I like our chances, but we've been sloppy tonight.
16 fouls on IBC, 2 on the Silver Streaks, so the numbers favor Galesburg there. But again, only a 1-point lead in the statistic that matters most right now on the scoreboard, 20-19, and the Gray Ghosts have the ball.
Best nickname matchup in the state tonight, though.
I guess.
No Tigers or Lions or natural disasters. These are original names. I love to see it.
Youngman on the outside tries to feed it along the sideline. Ross comes over, knocks it out of bounds. 3:14 to go first half, 20-19, Galesburg by one. IBC with the ball, though. Rashid comes over to the sideline to inbound. And kicks it back out to Shaw. Silver Streaks in a 1-3-1 zone here. Again, playing without Ethan Meeker tonight. The groin injury that hampered his play last night against Rock Island. And Coach Mike Reynolds saying we probably just pushed it too much as Chillicothe travels with it in the lane, I guess. I mean, that's what was called.
Coach Joe Mintus spread both palms out. Couldn't believe that one on Ryan Beard. And I'm pretty shocked at that one as well.
Yeah. So Streaks with a 1-point lead and the ball. Trying to build on it here. Right side, Ross. Over to Shaw in the corner. Swings it back outside. Williams steps inside the arc. Gives off to Davis. Gives it right back to Williams. Joe into the left corner. Logan Davis drives in the lane. Has the ball poked out of his hands by Rashid out of bounds. Galesburg will keep it. Well, they got quick hands. I give them credit. They don't give up anything easily.
Yeah. Well, you know, Coach Menace, you saw Rashid poke that ball out of bounds. He said he compared him to Tyson Parks of the Silver Streak. Said, you know, you look up and all of a sudden he's got 10 rebounds. He'd kind of unsung, but does a lot of good things for his team.
Williams on the dribble out of the volleyball spike line. Under 2.5 minutes to go first half. Streaks down or up by one as Devin Ross indecisively moves with the ball before getting it on the floor. Gets called for traveling. 10 Galesburg turnovers. I think that's all we had last night, wasn't it? It was 10 turnovers against Rock Island?
Yeah, unbelievable, isn't it?
And forced 18 on the Rocks. IVC has just 6 here in the first half. 2:19 to go.
Hard to believe watching this first half, these teams have combined for 36 wins this year.
At the free throw line, driving inside the free throw line. Rashid had his shot blocked, and the loose ball picked up by Schaub on the right wing, and he gets called for a double dribble. I'm not sure I saw that one either. But that goes as the 7th IBC tournament. So Streak still up one, 20-19, 2 minutes to go first half. J.J. Range into the game for the Silver Streaks with Shaw, Gibson, Logan Davis. So only 2 traditional starters on the floor for the Silver Streaks right now. As Coach Mike Reynolds is trying to find some players to give his team a lift, and Denzel Jones will come back in along with Tyson Parks at the next stoppage of play. And a good leaner in the lane by Kevonte Shaw. Found an opening, flipped it up with the right hand, his second basket of the night. Streaks by 3, 22-19. And a tough pass at the half-court line. Almost went over and back for IVC. But somehow Youngman kept it on the on the right side for the Grey Ghosts. A minute 20 to go first half. Schaub with it on the outside as the 1-3-1 has continued to push the Ghosts farther and farther out from the basket. And they've been in a real scoring drought here, but as much as that has to do with some turnovers. Quick jumper from the left baseline. Won't go. Devin Ross with a rebound. Rashid's run into some tough luck offensively. Here's Ross down the lane, up with a right-hand teardrop, and banks it in off the glass. He's got 7 in the game now, biggest lead for the Streaks. 24-19, Ellsberg by 5 in the left side, weaving his way through the lane, skipping it back out. Youngman passes it up top over to Shaw with under a minute to go in the second quarter. Rashid with it, holding it, feeds it into the lane, skips it back out to Shaw. Quick three, good.
They needed that one. It'd been a drop for the Ghosts. And we've done a nice job on Owens. Riley Owens, only 4 points so far. He's their leading scorer.
Missed all three of his shot attempts here in the second quarter. Galesburg gets it into the front court with Shaw, under 30 seconds to go in the first half. J.J. Range with it on the right wing. Brings it back out to Shaw. Back over to Range. Streaks going to try to hold for the last shot. Gibson doing a lot of battle underneath with Ryan Beard. A lot of contact going on there. Now Beard wraps up Gibson from the backside. It's everything Grant can do to stay on his feet. There was a lot of contact going on down there. The first, their feet got tangled underneath, and then Grant kind of lost his balance, started to head out of bounds. So as he came back in, he kind of lowered the shoulder into the backside of Beard a little bit, and then that just elevated the contact a little bit more until Beard finally wrapped up Grant from the backside and got called for the foul.
Yeah, that foul probably could have come 5 or 10 seconds earlier on Beard. They'd had two exchanges away from the ball.
Gibson
Beard
misses the free throw, gets his own rebound, and puts it back up and in.
That'll work.
That was determination, wasn't it? 26-22, 6 seconds to go first half. Schaub down the left side of the lane. Good feed to the right side. Perfect layup by Beard. And that's the end of the first half. Through the defense. And Galesburg takes a 2-point lead into the locker room. First time we've been able to say that in a long, long time. But I still don't think it's going to be a very happy locker room by any stretch of the imagination. Streaks have given up a lot of opportunities here tonight. But they're still on the high side. At the break, 26-24. When we come back, first half statistics. We'll talk things over with Streaks assistant coach Steve Cheeseman as well. Galesburg by 2 at halftime. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
He shoots, he scores. Hi, it's Jesse J. Perez from Yam Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram in Galesburg. When you're ready to shop for your next new or pre-owned car, no one can go the distance today like Jesse J.
Winner. I hate it, I hate it, I hate it.
So, Michelle, why don't you tell us how you really feel?
Patsy, when I was a kid, I can remember spending hours out in the cold, sledding and having snowball fights. Now all winter means is I have to get up before the crack of dawn to shovel my driveway and scrape my windshield just so I can get to work.
Shoveling snow? That's what husbands are for. It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center, and we've got a few more tips on how to make it through a little easier.
Make sure all the ice is cleared off your windshield. Come on, can you really see through that dime-sized hole?
Always be alert and scan the road for potential dangers. And if you're involved in an accident and the car is damaged, just tell the tow company to tow it to Bates, and we'll take care of you.
Hey, Patsy, speaking of husbands, where's yours? Where's Steve?
Look out the window. He's shoveling the parking lot. Just wave and smile at him.
Hey, honey, I think you missed a spot.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Rob Williams, State Farm Agent, the 4L Plaza in Galesburg, for all your insurance and financial services needs. By Big E's Auto and Tire on Main Street, just off Henderson in Galesburg, your Cooper Tire headquarters. And by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
You are the talent. You are the strength. You are the athlete. When you're under those lights, something happens inside of you. Your feet move faster. Your hands grip tighter. Your heart beats harder, and time slows down. The weight of the team is on you, and you've never felt lighter. That's what good equipment does for you. It's there, performing with you. Breedlux has the gear you need to be even better than you already are. Settle for nothing less than professional brands that deliver every time, like you. Breedlux Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2014 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
Silver Streaks boys basketball continues with the halftime report on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Halftime here at John Field Gymnasium. Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with you. Nick Simpson, our broadcast engineer, as the Silver Streaks lead Chillicothe IDC at the half, 26-24. Could have been worse, could have been better, I guess, Jim. Streaks haven't exactly played great here tonight, but IBC has had some opportunities, and granted, some calls that probably went against them, in all honesty, that may have denied them some scoring opportunities. All in all, I don't think either coach or either team's going to be overly thrilled with where they are here at halftime, but as I mentioned right before we headed to break there, I guess on the positive note, for the four-game losing streak, the Streaks are at least ahead at halftime. It's been 3 weekends since we've been able to say that at all.
Yeah. Well, and again, we're having to go a little deeper on the bench with Ethan Meeker unavailable with that groin injury.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, that the bench has given us some decent minutes, but we're not getting many points off the bench outside of Kevonte Shaw, who's given us a couple here. As he had a good sophomore game, he mentioned he hit a couple of baskets here as well in the second quarter. But it's not been a thing of beauty by any stretch. And this is what IBC wants. I think if you could ask Coach Mintus right now, are you pretty comfortable with this? He'd say, yeah. You know, like you said, a couple of phantom turnover calls there on his team. But otherwise, just being down two at half on the road in a game like this, I think they've got us right where they want us probably.
Take a look at our first half statistics brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. And with the temperatures being pretty low here recently, some of the first half statistics will be equally low here.
Well, low quality of ball handling by both teams. Gelsberg with 10 turnovers and IVC with 9. Again, the difference to me is IVCs have come most of the time where the Silver Streaks are really putting some pressure on them. Ours just trying to throw a ball from the wing into the middle and just not putting any mustard on it, and just having guys step in front of it, not anticipating.
Not good court awareness tonight.
No, not anticipating where the defense is at all. I think we underestimated Owen's reach a couple of times early. He was able to steal some balls, and so we have not been crisp at all from that standpoint. Both teams have shot it over 50%. In fact, we're identical from the field right now. 11 out of 20 from the field in this one at halftime for both clubs. Rebounding edge to Gelsberg, 13-8, and that's a good sign, because your statistics we were looking at before the game, we're 13-3 when we get the rebounding battle one.
Right.
And
yep.
So
7 of our 10 losses have come when we get out-rebounded.
So from that standpoint, you like that and hope that trend continues, and maybe the statistics will bear out a victory here tonight based on that.
3-point shooting, not many tonight. IBC 2 out of 4. Silver Streaks 2 out of 9. Free throws, Streaks 2 out of 4. And the Grey Ghosts have yet to shoot a free throw. It's the Streaks by 2 at the half, 26-24. Talk with Streaks assistant coach Steve Cheeseman and look over the individual scoring here in the first half when we come back at halftime from John Thiel Gymnasium on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Insurance is not something you like, but when tragedy strikes, it can be your best friend. Crady Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Gelsberg, will help you choose the right coverage to protect not just your home or auto, but you as well. This is Mark Crady. We can offer lower premiums if both your car and home are insured through Rockford Mutual. So stop by today and let's talk about your options at Crady Insurance on North Henderson Street in Gelsberg.
Would you like to get more for your dollar? I'm going to share my secret. Stocks, bonds, real estate, better. McDonald's Chicken McNuggets. They're 4 for $1. So every dollar you put in gets you 4 Chicken McNuggets. That's a 400% return. How? I'll tell you. $1, 4 McNuggets. $2, 8 McNuggets. $3, you know the answer. Why? Because it's a proven system that works. Will the McNuggets market see any dips? Yeah, in barbecue sauce.
There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Limited time offer. Price and participation may vary.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Kelly Jensen, lead radiology technologist at OSF St. Mary Medical Center, talks about the latest advancement in breast imaging.
3D mammography takes slices through the breast tissue, allowing the radiologist to see just that millimeter of breast tissue without overlying breast structures obscuring the view. We're very pleased to be the first in the area to offer this new breast imaging technology to our area patients.
Schedule your screening today. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better.
The best selection, excellent service, and me, Jesse J. Perez. Now that's a three-point shot that just can't be beat. Score a great deal today from Jesse J. at Yam Chevrolet Buick GMC Chrysler Jeep Dodge and Ram. North Henderson Street, Galesburg.
The official WGIL forecast, a flood warning for the Spoon River at London Mills is in effect until tomorrow evening. Cloudy with lows of 14 tonight. Tomorrow, sunshine with highs of 28. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lows dropping down around 8. Monday, partly sunny with highs of 22. Monday night, cloudy with a chance of snow, lows of 12. And finally, Tuesday, partly sunny with highs of 20. Tuesday night, partly cloudy, lows dropping down around 0. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 27 at WGIL.
Involved with you and your community. Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Halftime at John Thiel Gymnasium. 26-24. Galesburg leads IVC at halftime. Let's take a look at the individual scoring before we talk things over with the Streaks coaching staff here at the break. Good balance by the Grey Ghosts here in the first half. Ben Rashid leads with 6. Spencer Yugman and Mason Shaw each have 5. Riley Owens with 4. Then Ryan Beard and Mitch McIntyre have each pitched in a couple of points. Matt Kiefler has not scored yet for the Grey Ghosts. For the Silver Streaks, are led by Grant Gibson and Devin Ross, each with 7. Kevontae Shaw off the bench with 5, and Tyson Parks has 3. Denzel Jones with 2. J.J. Range and Logan Davis have played but have not scored for the Silver Streaks. And again, Ethan Meeker not in the lineup tonight due to the groin injury, which slowed him down in the game against Rock Island last night. And as Coach Mike Reynolds told us in the pregame, probably overdid it. They took some chances playing Ethan in what really was a more important game last night, and not able to go tonight. And certainly their main concern now is to get him healthy and really get the entire team on healthy and on the same page and ready to go ahead of the regional coming up in a week and a half. Once again, Galesburg, the top seed in the Geneseo Regional. Geneseo and Alleman, the 4 and 5 seeds, will play each other coming up on Monday, March 3rd. And then Galesburg will play the winner of that game on Tuesday, March 4th. We're down to 30 seconds to go before halftime ends here. IVC has been out of the locker room and is on the floor ready to go. The Streaks have yet to come out of the locker room. Steve Cheeseman comes out, glances up at the clock, and heads back into the locker room. He doesn't look to be filled with a lot of urgency. We're down to 10 seconds to go. Well, apparently he went in and said, okay, let's go. He comes out. And he's kind of looking over, and the team emerges from the opposite side. So they're going to head right back out onto the floor and not even huddle up or anything. They're just going to have to go right out onto the floor and get together and start playing. It'll be Gibson, Ross, Jones, Williams, and Parks. So the same five who started the game will start the third quarter. Mike Reynolds comes out wanting to know. I'm guessing they thought there was going to be extra time tonight due to the cheerleading clinic and the halftime performance that went on. But that wasn't the case, and we're out and ready to go. And I think Grant just got away with dragging his pivot foot as he pump-faked the pass and then let it go. Here's Joe Williams, left side baseline, a little bit too strong, and the rebound fought for, and Ben Rashid takes it away from Denzel Jones. And here come the Grey Ghosts with a chance to tie the game as we start the second half. Poked away from the backside, Ross, but picked right up by Rashid. Gets it over to the right side, over to Shaw. Drives to the free throw line with a left-hand dribble, pulls it back out as Williams cuts him off there. Galesburg opens in a man defense to start the third quarter. On the right side, Riley Owens. Back up top between the circles, Rashid. Now Shaw comes out to take the dribble, and he'll take over at the point. Dribbling it left side, batted away by Williams, chases it down on the sideline, stays in bounds, drives all the way and lays it up and in. And he got past Mason Shaw, who was hustling back defensively, and then Joe faked right and quickly stepped to the left, filled the lane, and the Streaks take a 4-point lead. Good interview with Steve Cheeseman there at halftime.
Yeah, Jim. Yeah. I think we were about 5 seconds away from a technical. That's when our first player, Ross, ran out of the locker room. Nobody knew what was going on down there.
Jumper in the lane is missed. Denzel Jones with a rebound. Riley Owens hasn't scored since the first quarter, and a quick runner at the other way as the Streaks now in attack mode, as they were to start the third quarter last night against Rock Island, and it pays off with a quick foul, and Joe Williams is going to go to the free throw line. Ryan Beard picks up his third foul.
Yeah, I don't know if it was just a particularly long inspirational talk at halftime there, or whether they assumed that since the girls were out there that they would put another three up on the scoreboard. I've got a feeling that might have been the case.
That's what I was speculating too, yeah, because a lot of times that'll happen when you got a little halftime performance of some sort going on. The teams stay back in the locker room.
Well, and we did that at halftime of the sophomore game. Even the thing went long enough that they gave the sophomores
right.
3 minutes to warm up. But that halftime went longer. This one was really very brief.
Yeah, it was a true 10 minutes. On the outside, a fake three by Riley Owens. Streaks cover him up. He gets it over to Shaw from the right wing, who misses a three. Rebound batted around. Tyson Parks deflects it a couple of times and then knocks it out to the wing, and then the Streaks can't chase it down, so IBC will hang on to it. Upset in college basketball. Well, upset. Number one, Syracuse has lost two in a row now.
At Duke?
At Duke.
Not surprised.
Nope, not really. All right, here's Owens on the outside. After the Streaks kind of gave it back, now had a bad pass on the sideline, batted away by Joe Williams, but he left it hanging there, so IBC picked it up, and Schaub hits the three.
By
Joe did
all
a good
rights,
job defensively.
All rights, that should have been a turnover. And then look what I found. I might as well throw it up in the air, and they get a three, and they're back within three.
Under 6 minutes to go, third quarter. Gibson on the right side. Denzel Jones on the wing. Skips it back out. Ross, left side over to Williams. Cut off on the baseline. Draws contact. Jump stop in the lane. Kicks it out. Gibson for three. Off the back of the rim. And the rebound, IBC. Rashid pulls it down. He's got three boards in the game, and now IBC back with it to get within one or maybe tie the game here. 5:35 to go, 30-27, Galesburg by three. Can't get into that jump shooting game. Part of the reason the Streaks have struggled offensively during this four-game losing streak. When they attacked last night against Rock Island, they had that big second-half comeback, cut the 21-point deficit down to five in the fourth quarter. On the outside, Schaub near the midcourt circle with Williams guarding him, up top to Owens, trying to get him untracked offensively, and he travels with it in the lane. Good defense as Grant Gibson cut him off. Owens couldn't do what he wanted to do with it. He pump faked the pass once. When he pulled it back down, then he shuffled the feet. Token pressure on the ball in the backcourt from Kiefler. Ross will bring it up midcourt. Draws a trap short of the timeline. Now he gets called for traveling as they back him up, and he picked up the pivot foot. 11 turnovers on the Silver Streaks, 10 on IBC. 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Galesburg by three.
Well, Coach Mentis told us in the pregame, he said, well, we've won quite a few, but he said they're rarely pretty. This one hasn't been either.
Jump stop in the lane. Schaub down the lane, gets a soft kiss off the back of the rim, and IBC's pulled within one. Galesburg scored the first two baskets of the third quarter to build their biggest lead at six. IBC's scored the last five now. Pressure in the backcourt. Gibson to Ross across the timeline. Left side, Williams thought about the three. They swing it back around right. Gibson looking interior, skips it into the left corner to Williams. Back out to Devin Ross. Now Joe fires a long three from the wing and airballs everything. Parks saves a rebound under the basket. Batted away twice, and Denzel Jones on the floor gets called for a reach foul, tripping up Ben Rashid.
We are a team that performs the best when we are on the move. And that trip down the court, nobody moved. We just passed the ball into the corner, back out a few times, and then threw up an airball. IVC zone has got us standing around, and that's not good.
The zone has been the biggest reason that the Silver Streaks have lost four straight.
Yep.
They couldn't solve it against Moline. They couldn't do anything against DeKalb the following night. Quincy shut them down last Friday night, and Rock Island, traditionally a strong man defensive team, certainly employed man last night, but played quite a bit of zone too. And driving down the lane, Ben Rashid is fouled out at the top of the key before he ever really even gets into the lane. That's the first foul of the game on Devin Ross.
Well, it doesn't surprise me as much when Moline gives us problems with the zone, because you got 6'8", 6'7" down there. But when it happens against IVC, that's a little more concerning.
That's corner Schaub, who has all five of IBC's points. Now he turns it over with a bad pass. Denzel Jones juggling it into the front court. Now the pass is batted away. Chased down by Devin Ross into the back court. Runs into a double team trap. Tries to dribble out of it. Ball knocked out of his hands at half court. Picks it up. Tries to skip it back up top. And Mike Reynolds calls timeout. And he wearily stands up. You know, what do you do at this point? I mean, the streaks just have not been able to figure it out. And he calls a full timeout here.
Well, and I think anytime you lose a starter, it's difficult. But without even Ethan Meeker out there, he's really one of the guys that can slash a little bit and penetrate.
True.
And maybe break some of this stuff up and get some short baskets in the lane. And without him out there, we really don't have anybody. You know, Devin can go to the basket, but he just doesn't elect to very often.
Right.
We've said that all year. I'd like to see him take a few more shots and try and make a few things happen, but the rest of our team, yeah, Grant, and if he starts playing physical, can post guys up, but against a zone, that's not usually what works out for you, because one thing that Grant has a tendency to do is to, you know, when he starts to bull his way in a little bit, guys will come, the word is out, and poke it away from behind him, and so that's probably not the game that you want to play. You end up in a one-on-two situation there, so I mean, the best way to beat a zone is to shoot the other team out of it, and to this point, we just can't do that.
Well, with Tyson Parks out of the game a couple of weeks ago with the concussion-like symptoms, Devin Ross played the baseline, had a career night, 22 in the game against Alleman. Now, granted, that was Alleman, not Rock Island, or Quincy, or Moline, but you know, why not run that, right? Because that certainly ran.
Yeah.
That was effective. Here's Tyson Parks. Good move down low. Got position on Mitch McIntyre on the low blocks, and Tyson just seemed to want that one more as he really battled hard to get off the shot. Ellsberg by three, two under 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. 32-29 the score. Bounce pass to the left side. Good recovery by Joe Williams, who got tied up on a screen in the lane that he fought back out for. Got a hand on it, knocked it out of bounds. Down below us, Rashid to inbound on the near sideline. Gets it into Riley Owens. Again, has just 4 points tonight. All of those coming in the first quarter. Hasn't made a shot since. And around a screen, Grant Gibson runs right over Ben Rashid, and that'll be the second foul of the game on Grant.
Yep,
45 to go, third quarter.
Yeah, that's, you know, when you get a guy screens you, you've got to kind of make an effort to try and go around him, and he just lowered the shoulder and flattened him there.
Lob on the inbound into the backcourt, deflected by Spencer Youngman. And thought that might have been an over and back violation. Mike Reynolds just kind of glanced over at Joe Thompson, the official. A leaner in the lane is off the mark, and the ball knocked out of bounds, and a dead ball rebound for IBC.
Well, the frustration continues, though, for Riley Owens,
yeah,
who had a couple of baskets early but can't get anything going right now. A double-digit scorer for the Grey Ghosts, still stuck on 4 points.
Schaub, the leading scorer. He has all five of IBC's points in the second half, and Tyson Parks goes up for a block over Mitch McIntyre and kind of flipped over McIntyre's shoulders, and he almost did a face plant into the floor. That
just got his hands down.
Boy, just popped right back up, thankfully. Still picks up his first foul, but thankfully it was not a lot worse.
Yeah, his feet went straight up. He was heels overhead there, and the first free throw is good. We're just happy that Tyson's all right.
Just moments after I mentioned he missed a game 3 weeks ago with those concussion-like symptoms, he almost is facing another one there. McIntyre misses the second. Gibson with the rebound. 32-30. Galesburg by two. 2.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Ross on the dribble at the volleyball spike line. Williams back to Devin. Right back to Joe on the left wing. They play a little keep away back and forth. Bad pass by Ross. Picked off by Youngman. Leads the break with the left hand. Grant Gibson reached in. Looked like he poked it loose. Youngman couldn't handle it on the way to the basket. And Galesburg gets it back. And now a foul in the backcourt on Youngman will be his second.
That's pretty ugly for you. Youngman going down there after the steal. Looked like he was going to have it in it. That by the time, as you mentioned, I pray for his sake that Grant actually did touch that ball, because that was a pretty ugly layup attempt. He just barely got it out of his palm and shoved it in the bottom of the rim.
Streaks break the press. Here's Gibson driving into the lane. Moving to his left. Gets the shot off with one hand in the lane. Creeps over the rim. Drops through. First points of the second half for Gibson. Galesburg by four. 34-30. Grant with nine in the game now. Youngman up top to Owens. dribbling right, trying to find some opening, takes it right into the heart of that Galesburg defense, draws a lot of contact, and Owens is going to get a couple of free throws here. Yeah, that's the third foul of the game on Gibson.
That looked like a guy that's used to scoring a lot that hasn't scored that said, dang it, I'm going to find a way to score, because there was nothing there.
Yeah, it was a pretty strong move, wasn't it? Pretty confident move. 1:42 to go third quarter. Owens misses the first.
Into traffic, too.
1 for 3 from the free throw line is IVC tonight as a team. Owens' first attempt. Now the second one on the way rattles through, and that's his first point since the first quarter. 34-31, Galesburg by 3. Minute and a half to go here in the third quarter. Galesburg breaks the press, and now Grant Gibson loses the handle on it, travels with the ball. It's just not been pretty tonight. But the Silver Streaks still on top by 3. Haven't ever really gotten comfortable with the lead. Their biggest at 30-24 early in this third quarter. IBC's biggest lead in the game is 4, and they just keep hanging around. 12 turnovers on the Streaks. Soft pass to the left side of the lane, collected, and the shot well short for Ben Rashid. And Devin Ross controls the rebound for the Silver Streaks. Galesburg tried to get out with it. IVC back defensively. Williams fills the lane, gets it over to Tyson Parks. He misses from the low blocks. Joe's offensive putback hits the front of the rim. And on the floor, Parks comes up with it. Shot hits the bottom of the rim, but he's fouled. Well, the Streaks just out hustling, fighting for everything they can get underneath the basket. It's been a struggle here tonight for both teams, and Tyson Parks is going to get a couple of free throws here.
Yeah, Parks' chance slashing in a little tougher. I don't know how Joe missed that shot point blank underneath there. Tyson misses the free throw, and every point for both teams is just really tough to come by right now.
1:05 to go, third quarter. Still a three-point lead. Galesburg going to give Ross and Gibson a breather here for the final 65 seconds, maybe the final 65 seconds of the quarter. Parks misses them both. And McIntyre rebounds for IVC. Ghosts within 3 with the ball under a minute to go, third quarter. Into the lane, Shaw with a left-hand dribble. Cut off, spins right, shot rolls up and in. He's got 7 in the quarter, 12 for the game. IVC down 1, 34-33. Shaw in the backcourt, deflected pass, knocked away. IVC with a steal. Into the front court, pulling up across midcourt. Rashid spins around J.J. Range down the left side of the lane, and then he misses a shot off the backboard, and now IVC steals it back, gets a foul and a basket. And they've regained the lead at 35-34. They are just out-hustling Galesburg now.
Yeah, Joe Mintis, their head coach, got the fist pump on that one. He really loved the steal and the bucket to see his team go out on top for the first time in a while.
First time since IVC was up 4-3 in the first quarter. That's 16 fouls on Galesburg now. And that's going to get Grant Gibson right back into the game. So he does not sit for the final 65 seconds. Coach Mike Reynolds needing him out there. And finishing off the three-point play is Rashid. And it's 36-34 IVC. Final 31 seconds of the third quarter, and now a whistle as we're going to allow Matt Kiefler to come back into the game for IVC, and sitting down is Youngman. Gibson and Williams in the backcourt. Greg Gosa scored 6 straight points to take a 2-point lead over the Silver Streaks here late in the third quarter. They've won 17 games this year. Galesburg trying to snap a 4-game losing streak and win number 20. 14 seconds to go. IVC settling back in a 1-2-2 zone. Williams and Gibson back and forth on the dribble out high. Into the lane. Jones draws contact as he goes to the basket, and a push foul called, I think, on Schaub. And good foul by IVC, because not anywhere near the bonus, forces Galesburg to inbound it with 3.5 seconds to go.
Schaub wasted a really good flop by Mitch McIntyre. Big number 32 fell over like he got hit by a Mack truck. He barely got touched in there, but he didn't get whistled for the acting job. The foul came before.
3.5 seconds on the inbound. Williams is going to shoot the 3, and it's short. Rebound on the floor, and that's the end of the third quarter. IVC takes the lead, 36-34 at the end of 3. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Kelly Jensen, lead radiology technologist at OSF St. Mary Medical Center, talks about the latest advancement in breast imaging.
3D mammography takes slices through the breast tissue, allowing the radiologist to see just that millimeter of breast tissue without overlying breast structures obscuring the view. We're very pleased to be the first in the area to offer this new breast imaging technology to our area patients.
Schedule your screening today. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better.
Looks like the mailman's here with a great big package. I wonder if that's for Mommy. Did Daddy give Mommy present? Oh my goodness, that is huge. Ooh, it's kind of heavy, huh? Let's see what we got. A power bill? What the?
Giant power bills are no present. Save money on yours with a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
You could win cash this winter just by wearing the new green WGIL button. Pick up your free button today at one of our participating sponsors. Details at WGIL.com.
Great Ghosts of Chillicothe IVC on a 6-0 run to end the third quarter and taking a 2-point lead over Galesburg, 36-34. And they have the ball to start off quarter number four, trying to build on the lead. Owens on the outside, fakes right, drives left, shoots over Grant Gibson, banks it in. His first basket since the first quarter, and IVC matches its biggest lead of the game now at 38-34.
I would think you'll see Riley Owens and Grant Gibson really crank it up on offense. They're the two go-to guys for their team, leading scorers, and I think in a game like this, win or lose, they're gonna feel like they need to put their team on their shoulders down the stretch.
Denzel Jones drives, he dishes it out to a wide-open Gibson, who misses it from three-point range, and the rebound to Mason Shaw. Grant got a great look at it. Now a foul in the backcourt as the Streaks trying to pick up the defense a little bit and going for the steal. And that'll be the seventh team foul on the Silver Streaks. So IVC shoots free throws the rest of the game after the second foul on Denzel Jones.
Well, and that foul probably ensures that IVC is in this for the long haul. They're up four and they're in the bonus. And if they can shoot free throws at all, you're going to have a hard time putting these guys away tonight.
Haven't done it real well tonight, and Schaub does miss the front end of the one-and-one, and Tyson Parks gets his sixth rebound. They're now 3-for-6 as a team from
another
the free throw
turnover
line tonight, and the 15th Galesburg turnover. Yep. Devin Ross will come back in for the Streaks with the next dead ball. He sat out the final minute of the third quarter in anticipation that he's probably going to be needed the entire fourth quarter once he gets back in there. Now Owens strong to the basket, got a step on Grant Gibson, and then got the shot up and in over Tyson Parks, and four quick ones for Riley Owens. Biggest lead of the game now for IVC at 40-34.
Nice shot by Owens. He faked left just enough to get Grant to bite on that, and then his quick long first step to the right freed up some space. He used the body, used the glass, got the bucket.
Since the Streaks built their biggest lead at 6 early in the third quarter, they've been outscored 16-4. And now trail by 6 with 6:33 to go in the game, and a foul on IVC as the Streaks are trying to drive in from the left side. And that'll be the third foul of the game on Mitch McIntyre. Skip pass out high. Ross back into the game. Cut off at the free throw line, skips it over to Joe Williams. Tries to drive into the lane, can't go there. Brought it back out. Into the lane. Parks, good pass to the outside. Williams fakes the three. He's cut off on the baseline. And the Streaks bring it back out to the perimeter. Ross with it, right back to Williams. Shoots an 18-footer this time, and that's short. Rebound to the weak side, deflected to Denzel Jones in the lane for the layup.
An absolute gift there, and boy, did we need that.
I guess. Galesburg calls a timeout for 30 seconds here, down four now with 6:06 to go in the game.
Now, and Mike Reynolds meets Joe Williams coming towards the huddle, grabs him on both shoulders and says a few things. And my hunch is he's saying, Joe, we got to have you. Joe's passed up that shot a number of times here. He just doesn't have any confidence in it right now. But IVC is giving him that shot. That's really about the only thing defensively they're giving us right now. And my hunch is Mike's saying, Joe, you got to be the man. You've got to come up with some confidence and knock down a few of those. Don't hang your head. Don't pass it up. Just bury them.
Yeah.
He did it last night.
Sure did.
The game. He and Gibson just, they really had the swag there last night in the fourth quarter.
Like that was Joe's season high last night with 16.
Yeah, but it just hasn't carried into this one.
6 minutes to go in the game. Galesburg not out of it by any means, but haven't shown a lot of offensive life. Here's Williams with a steal at midcourt. Took it away from Schaub and a block from the backside as Rashid trailed him all the way and got the block out of bounds, and Galesburg will hang on to it. So the 12th IBC turnover, but something the Streaks do so well, get out in transition after something like that, and they still can't finish it off. Now Joe driving in from the left side, draws contact on the shot, and the rebound by Parks on the weak side. He's double-teamed and fouled, and he put the shot up and in, but the shot won't count. The foul on the floor before that. And I think Joe got away with a charge coming in from the left side. It wasn't called. Second foul of the game on Ben Rashid. Next team foul by IBC. We'll have Galesburg shooting free throws the rest of the way. Seven rebounds for Tyson Parks. Gives Galesburg another crack at it here. Ross on the outside, shuffled his feet at the top of the arc, travel. 16 Galesburg turnovers. Again, only 10 last night against Rock Island.
Yeah, and each team continues to open the door for the other club.
Yep.
IBC got up six. Looked like they were going to be in the driver's seat after a couple of misses by Galesburg. They tip a ball back. Denzel got an easy one. Then they turn it over. Looked like we're going to cut it to two. We miss a couple of close ends and then turn it over.
Shaw with a spin move in the lane with the right hand. Missed everything. And Denzel Jones, Johnny on the spot again under the basket, comes up with the rebound. Here comes Galesburg, struggling to get into the front court. Now Jones picks up his dribble at the top of the arc. Ross cut off, trying to go down to the lane, so he gets it out to Williams on the outside. He and Gibson swing it around to the right side into the corner, Denzel. Now back it goes, left side, Joe Williams. Cut off at the high post, out to Gibson. Fakes a three, steps left, lost the handle on the ball. It floats up into the air to Rashid for the steal. Grant, I don't know, like there's butter on the ball. Just slipped right out of his hands. Under 5 minutes to play in the game, Streaks down four. Down the left side of the lane, a block by Tyson Parks on Ben Rashid. And then chasing down the rebound, Denzel Jones got held from the backside. It wasn't called. He lays it up at the other end. On a good strong feed from the outside by Joe Williams, Galesburg within two at 40-38. Into the front court, Schaub cut off, locked loose. Now a loose ball by Galesburg, deflected right back to Devin Ross down the right side. Cutting in, Joe Williams gets fouled on the baseline.
Well, IBC just, they've fallen apart here in the last few minutes.
That
was just a dribble off the knee there. Rashid just came across the timeline and just absolutely dropped it on the floor and gave it away. So the Streaks have had a couple of gifts here after getting down by six and a chance with a couple of free throws to tie this thing up.
And then Williams misses the free throw. Now Galesburg, 2 for 4. They are now under 50% from the free throw line tonight. 4 for 9 as a team. Joe Williams, 2 for 3. He's got 6 points. Second one up and good. And Galesburg back within one now at 40-39. Still not even halfway through the fourth quarter, so a lot of time yet. Galesburg puts the press on. Gibson steals it away from Youngman and lays it up and in on the low blocks. And IBC calls a full timeout with Galesburg back on top, 41-40, 4:14 to go in the game. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com. .414 to go in the game. Silver Streaks up one. They have scored 7 in a row here. This is whatever happens in this game, the losing team's going to walk out of here just shaking their head, thinking, how in the world did we not win that one tonight?
Yeah, really feel like they gave it away. Right now, we thought this a couple of times before where the Silver Streaks were going to take control of the game. But after this run that's got us on top by a point, it looks, IBC's ball handling is atrocious. I mean, it doesn't seem like anybody's even got the moxie to want the ball. I mean, they're not just turning it over, they're just handing it to us.
Yeah.
But,
none more so than that last one with Gibson just ripping it right out of Youngman's hands right underneath the basket.
Right. Well, and the one at half court here, too, didn't have any pressure on him. So they're, if you want to say the word choking right now, they are, but we got 4 minutes left to go, and I'm sure their coach saying, hey, guys, let's settle down and right the ship here.
Well, and they've weathered every Galesburg storm, and here's another terrible pass. They give it right to Denzel Jones. It gets knocked down at the top of the circle, but Silver Streak still with the ball. Ross to the left side, Grant Gibson, he's going to dribble it back out. Streaks are going to settle things down here, trying to build in a one-point lead. Gibson on the outside, left side over into the wing, Denzel.
Yep.
Fakes right, goes left, traveled with it. Seen that a lot tonight. 18 turnovers is what I have on Galesburg now, Jim.
Yeah, we thought maybe there were a few phantom calls in the first half, but here in the second half, these are ones that everybody in the gym knows when the even before the whistle blows. They're very obvious violations on both teams, but a lot of them on Galesburg now. Yeah, I got 19 turnovers. What did you say, 18?
Yeah.
So it's too many either way, especially against an IVC team that isn't exceptionally quick.
Right.
They need to come down. If you're IVC, they need to get down here and get Roddy Owens the ball. And now they can't even get it in bounds.
Can't even get it in, so they call a 30-second timeout with 3:49 to go in the game. Silver Streak still leading by one, 41-40.
Yeah, I hope we win this, but I feel like I'm watching Streeter play Dixon.
That's never good.
It's just bad basketball, and this has just not been a very, very good game to watch in all respects tonight. But it all washes away if you get the win and put up that 20th victory. But I tell you what, if we even play like this next week against UT, we won't beat UT. We have got to find ourselves. And I know, again, Meeker's not out there, and I think that's a big part of it tonight.
Well, Mike Reynolds said in the pregame, you know, I kiddingly joked, very seriously, though, at the same time, how this team hasn't been complete all year long as Denzel fouls in the backcourt trying to go for a steal. That's going to put IBC at the line with a chance to regain the lead, but... You know, Joe Williams sat out the first 20 games of the year. About the time he was coming back, Devin Ross hurt the knee, and then he was out. Tyson Parks missed a game with a concussion-like symptoms.
And wasn't himself for three games.
Right, yeah. Grant Gibson didn't start after the Moline game. Now Meeker doesn't start tonight. And, you know, Mike said, well, if we're going to be complete, then the regional's the time we want to do it. He said, but at the same time, we can't just shuffle people in and out of the lineup. There's got to be some consistency.
Meanwhile, IBC missed their second 1-1. That's probably a charge on Denzel.
I don't know. It's not looking like
block.
It. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, there you go.
Yep.
Okay, so that's four on Denzel.
And 20 turnovers.
Yeah.
IBC, they got the streaks early in this quarter. Got to the bonus, and now IBC's had two chances. They've missed
they
the front end, and now they just kick the ball out of bounds. Wow.
So 3:25 to go in the game. I guess you got to give both teams credit. They're not getting so frustrated at their own ineptness that
we are up here, but they're not.
Hanging in there. Here's Williams driving in from the right side. That shot rolls off. Parks for the offensive rebound gets fouled. Both teams continue to battle hard. I mean, you know, give them credit. They're still out there fighting and doing everything they can. And
This is the ugliest game of the year, though, isn't it?
It really is.
I mean, by far. Take both teams into account. This has been pretty tough to watch.
41-40. So Galesburg still leading the game with Tyson Parks at the free throw line. Missed his two free throws in the third quarter and knocks down the first one here in the fourth. Streaks by two. You go back to when they fell behind by six at 40-34. They're still on an 8-0 run. And now 9-0 as Parks makes them both. Four in the quarter, or four in the half, rather. Seven for the game. Galesburg by three. 43-30. Full court pressure on. And they get it into the front court to Rashid. Leading a one-on-two break. Goes strong to the basket and a foul called on Galesburg as Rashid just outraced both Williams and Denzel down the court. And Williams got him on the foul from behind. That's his third.
Well, it was a novelty for IVC to actually get a shot at the basket. I think Ratchet thought, well, I broke half court. I better get down there and shoot it before
right.
we throw it away. And he makes the free throw.
43-41. Galesburg by two, 3:14 to go in the game. Gibson, Parks, Jones, Williams, and Ross. Rashid misses the second one. Tyson flies into the lane.
And the blood on the arm.
Yep, I see it now on Rashid's left elbow. So Parks doesn't negate the rebound, and it doesn't give Rashid another free throw by any means. It's just a stoppage of play to get him out and get that taken care of. 3:13 to go in the game. Galesburg by two with the ball here, 43-41. Ross skips it up top over to Gibson. Now into the front court to Joe Williams up the near sideline. Back to Grant. Dribbles up toward the top of the arc. Swings it left side into the corner to Denzel on the left side at the end of the Galesburg bench. Denzel puts it on the floor once. Skips it up top over right side into the corner. Joe Williams right back to Gibson on the wing. Under 3 minutes to go in the game. Gelsberg with the ball and a two-point lead, trying to find an opening in that IVC zone. They haven't been there at all. Now a tough pass. Somehow Devin gets to it. Back to Denzel for three. Maybe the biggest shot of the game, and Denzel was seven in the quarter. Nine for the game. Gelsberg by five, by four, rather, 45-41. It is by five, 46-41. Under 2.5 to go in the game. Up top, Owens drawing the right side, spins in the lane, draws contact, shot rolls off, and Tyson Parks with his 10th rebound of the game. And the Streaks want to slow things down here, leading by five, one short of their biggest lead of the game with 2:10 to go.
The Tyson's been terrific in this fourth quarter on the defensive glass.
They've got him for five of his 10 rebounds in this fourth quarter. Denzel tries to leave it off for Tyson, who wasn't expecting it, and out of bounds. 21 Gelsberg turnovers. Keeps IVC with a chance to hang in this game, down five.
Yeah, that was a possession we might have been able to pretty well seal the deal and let it get away. Still, IVC's got, what, 1 point in the last five, 6 minutes?
And they've missed two out of three free throws, so they can't even, actually three out of four. And here's another near steal as Williams knocks it out of bounds. Soft passes by IVC. Partially created by that full court pressure defense by Gelsberg, keeping them off balance. Ross will guard Rashid on the inbound with those long arms. Rashid trying to look over the top and does get it in to Ryan Beard. Now driving down the lane, Owens forces up a shot over Tyson Parks. Missed it. Rebound to Beard. Now a battle for the loose ball rebound. Joe Williams with a hand on it, and he gets wrapped up from behind by Owens. And that's going to send it back the other direction, and Williams will shoot free throws. 1:44 to go in the game.
A couple of pretty good cracks at it that time for the Gray Ghosts.
Yep.
Came up empty. That may be their undoing, that possession coming up empty on points there. Williams just a little more aggressive, a little quicker to the ball that time when it was on the floor. Got there ahead of Owens, and now Williams will shoot free throws. Well, hopefully two. He's got a one in bonus, our last one in bonus before we get to that 10th foul and the two shots.
Foul, by the way, on Owens was his third. Williams to the free throw line. Joe's first one up and off the back of the rim. And Parks gets tangled up with the defender. Then he gets the offensive rebound, misses the putback, and another loose ball rebound gained by Joe Williams.
Yeah, I don't know whether Rashid just fell down or got knocked down, but that allowed Parks to get the ball back, nearly get a putback, and everything that could go wrong has for IBC here in this second part of the fourth quarter in the Silver Streaks. We'll now go to the line again. This time, Devin Ross will get two.
As Riley Owens fouls him, so back-to-back fouls by the IVC leading scorer, who's been held to single figures with 9 points tonight. And Ross for two, first one in and out. But again, in the double bonus, so they gets a second one, as somehow Tyson got into the lane around two IVC defenders. Only one of them actually went for the rebound with him.
I think that's part of it.
And Ross missed the second one.
And now a foul
whistle.
On.
I think that one's on Tyson. No, Tyson got held and pulled, sort of dragged through the lane. And we're going to go right back to the free throw line after Ross missed two. And Tyson's going to get two free throws. And out of the game goes Ryan Beard, who's fouled out with 2 points.
This may be the ugliest game I've seen since I did Yorkwood and Union about 30 years ago. Neither school exists anymore. In fact, I remember the coach, Jim Simpson, that time came out of the locker room and looked at us. And he said, well, thing of beauty there, wasn't it, guys? But he was smiling because his team won.
Well, yeah, I was just going to say it may have the exact same thing happening tonight as Parks misses a free throw. Gelsberg now, one of five, one of six. 3 of 8 from the free throw line in this fourth quarter, so Mike Reynolds calls a 30-second timeout with 1:29 to go and the Streaks leading by 5. Well, this is exactly the kind of game we could have against UT if Streaks can't find themselves here in this next week, and we've been waiting for four games heading into this one for them to find themselves. I don't think they've done it here tonight, but minute 29 away from a victory, although that one's not assured either, leading by just five.
UT beat Alleman by 30 points last night, so I don't know whether UT was that much improved or Alleman was just that bad. Maybe a combination of both, 71-41. But they'll be here tomorrow night. They've had a little new life with a new player showing up for
next Friday. Not tomorrow night.
Oh, did I say tomorrow? Yeah, we're not going to play Sunday night, are we?
I hope not. Not the way things are going here. as Parks makes the second free throw. And Galesburg matches its biggest lead here at 47-41. 85 seconds to play in the game. Into the front court, Schaub guarded by Joe Williams. Onto the left wing it goes to Owens, playing with four fouls. Up top, now swing it right side over to Schaub on the wing. Schaub drives inside the arc, tries to spin, kicks it back out, gets it right back on the bounce pass from Kiefer. IBC needs points, and the Streaks aren't giving up anything easy here. Schaub behind the back with a dribble, shoots inside the free throw line off the back of the rim, and Parks goes up for another big rebound.
Boy, he's been just dominant on the boards.
And now there's contact all over the place. It looked like Keffler tried to push Parks down from the backside. Gibson had the ball, tried to wrap around with a dribble on the opposite side, and then Keffler just kind of leaned back and fouled him. That's his first of the game. Gibson with a free throw coming.
IBC actually got to run their half-court offense there. It seemed like it had been ages since they got a chance at that, as Gibson misses the front end of his first two shots. We're probably going to win this game, but wow, it's been tough.
Under a minute to go, Galesburg by six. And the second free throw is missed as well. Again, Parks in the lane, but this time the rebound's going to be knocked away from him and a scrum for it on the floor. Tie-up called, and Galesburg's going to keep possession. How about that? Well, again, IBC took a 40-34 lead. It was their biggest of the night early in the fourth quarter, a six-point lead. Since then, they've scored 1 point, and Galesburg's outscored them 13-1. Hasn't been easy, but it's been harder on IBC than it has on the Streaks as they come out and stop the clock with a foul on Devin Ross. 0-4, 1-5, 1-7, 1-8. 4-11 are the Streaks from the free throw line in this fourth quarter. Devin Ross has missed two free throw attempts. First one up and in. I think I heard somebody say, hey, after that one. 48-41, Galesburg with its biggest lead now at 7. With 45 seconds to play, Ross makes one of two. Again, Tyson Parks gets in there, creates a loose ball on the rebound, and Joe Williams chases it down.
And he gets fouled.
How is Tyson? I've never seen one person get so many, if not straight up offensive rebounds on missed free throws.
I mean, in
or create
such a short
that kind
span.
Of. All right, in such a short period of time. Unbelievable.
Well, and he's got every rebound on the defensive end, too, that was possible. So, yeah, he's, you know, in a game where nobody can make a shot, I guess the rebounding gets magnified a little bit.
So Williams to the free throw line.
You know, it feels like it's 21-20. I can't believe there's been 89 points put up combined in this game. It just doesn't seem like anybody can put it in the basket, free throw line or elsewhere.
Meanwhile, Mitch McIntyre's fouled out for the Grey Ghosts. Williams to the free throw line. That one is in and out. Streaks could be ahead by 15, 16 points here if they'd make free throws. 41.5 seconds to play in the game. Second one by Williams is good. Joe with two in the quarter, six for the half, and eight for the game. Biggest lead of the night for the Streaks, 49-41. IBC into the front court. Owens driving in on Gibson. Cut off there. Swings the ball around. Kicks it to the outside. Williams comes out for the block on Schaub, and the loose ball dribbles out of bounds. As Williams and Schaub both make contact, Schaub slow to get up. As it looked like he was down rubbing his left leg. And the loose ball rebound out of bounds. Devin Slyly comes over, gives a little low five to Joe. Say, hey, good job on that. I don't want to rub it in their face, but hey, good job on that. And the Streaks are going to get it back. I mean, Joe came out of nowhere for that block. On the inbound into the front court, Denzel leaves it off for Tyson, gets blocked on the way up, and another foul, 26 seconds to go in the game. This could put Tyson in double figures. Still get two free throws. He has 8 points on the night and 13 rebounds.
All in the fourth quarter.
Seems like it, doesn't it?
Probably
first
does
up
by
and
IBC.
In. He's 4-for-5 from the free throw line in the quarter. About the only one's been knocking him down from the line here in this final period. Galesburg's lead now 9. Second one up and well short and off to the left for that matter too. Riley Owens with the rebound. Cut off at the free throw line. Shaw, as the Streaks still trying to push that defense out. Owens just backing his way in, and a block by Tyson this time. Right back to Owens. Loses the handle on it. Knocked out of bounds by Gelsberg.
I have Gelsberg out-rebounding IVC in the fourth quarter 17-4. 17 rebounds in this period.
And a block by Grant Gibson, a blocking foul as a bounce pass went through the lane to the right side to Keffler, who's going to get two free throws here, and that's four on the game on Grant Gibson. Well, for no more rebounds than IVC's had, I don't know how I missed one. I only had him for three. And the first free throw missed on this end as well. So the Grey Ghosts haven't been making free throws tonight either. They're one for five, now one for six in this quarter.
How about
and another,
another rebound?
For Parks.
What a weird finish, but what a great effort by Parks.
50-41. Galesburg snaps the four-game losing streak. They get their 20th win of the year, 50-41, as IVC drops to 17-9. The post-game show coming up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, altogether better. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. My McDonald's, I'm loving it. Craddy Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by Big E's Auto and Tire on Main Street just off Henderson in Galesburg, your Cooper Tire headquarters, and by Rob Williams, State Farm Agent in the 4L Plaza in Galesburg for all your insurance and financial services needs.
He shoots, he scores. Hi, it's Jesse J. Perez from Yem, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram in Galesburg. When you're ready to shop for your next new or pre-owned car, no one can go the distance today like Jesse J.
Every hour of every day, someone in Knox County searches for services. From substance abuse treatment, care for a child or aging parent, food, housing, or financial assistance. Finding help can seem insurmountable. This is Ann Tucker, Executive Director of the United Way of Knox County. Thanks to a grant from the Galesburg Community Foundation, the United Way is able to bring the 211 program right here to Knox County. 211 is an easy-to-remember non-emergency telephone number that connects people with essential community information and services. Specialists match callers to the right agency based on each caller's need. We're holding an informational town hall meeting this Tuesday from 11:30 to 1 at the Orpheum Theater in Galesburg. Our featured speaker will be Karen Zangerle, providing information about 211 with time for questions and answers about the program. The public is welcome to attend. To learn more, go to unitedway-knoxcounty.org.
The official WGIL forecast, a flood warning for the Spoon River at London Mills is in effect until tomorrow evening. Cloudy with lows of 14 tonight. Tomorrow, sunshine with highs of 28. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lows dropping down around 8. Monday, partly sunny with highs of 22. Monday night, cloudy with a chance of snow, lows of 12. And finally, Tuesday, partly sunny with highs of 20. Tuesday night, partly cloudy, lows dropping down around 0. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 27 at WGIL.
Final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. WGIL's coverage of GHS boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Well, I don't know if we're more relieved that the game is just over or more relieved that the Streaks snapped that four-game losing streak and won it here 50-41 over Chillicothe IVC. Not a game that's going to strike fear into the hearts of any future opponents that might have been here scouting these teams for regional play or whatever.
No, in fact, you might want to give refunds. Not that the kids didn't fight hard, but wow, that was a game that was best played in a scrimmage in the back 40 somewhere, or where there were no cameras or no radio stations or no fans. It was just. It was a brutal exhibition to watch for the most part, but again, you do what you got to do to break a losing streak, and shows 20 wins on the season, and
right.
Doesn't show necessarily how you got there, but we're there.
And that's a thought that crossed my mind, because we had a lot of people in here tonight watching little guys run around playing basketball with junior streaks game during halftime of the sophomore game. And then we had a lot of people in the gym tonight to watch their little girls perform during halftime of the varsity game with a cheerleading clinic today. So it's certainly possible. We had people in the gym here tonight who were watching their first Galesburg game of the season. And people traveling with IVC probably haven't watched Galesburg play this year. And there had to be people walking out of this gym tonight going, how did either one of these teams ever win 17 or 20
yeah.
games?
Cause yeah.
It sure didn't show tonight, but Galesburg happy to have a victory, though.
Yeah, yeah. I think we've touched on it all through the course of the broadcast, how how difficult this one was to comment on and watch by everybody involved. And I don't think the coaches would probably tell you any different, although Mike Reynolds, who's already out of the locker room.
He looks exhausted, doesn't
yeah,
he?
I'm sure he'll have a good positive spin on it, the fact that they won a ball game. And I'm sure he's very, very pleased with the defense the team played in the fourth quarter. That's
sure.
That's the bright shining spot that just completely throttled IVC once they had that four-point lead. They couldn't do anything. They couldn't get the ball up the court most of the time. And when they were, they weren't taking advantage of opportunities. Again, they missed the front end of those one and bonuses when Galesburg committed team fouls number 7 and 8. And they were up 6 points when those took place. You know, if they knocked down 3 or 4 free throws there, maybe it's a different story. But just allowed Galesburg to kind of slowly grind it up, the momentum back in their favor. And
as it turned out, Galesburg closed the game on a 16-1 run.
Yeah, not a conventional 16-1
run.
Certainly
not.
But nonetheless, got it done. And oh, my goodness, Tyson Parks was... He was just jumping out of the gym. I mean, every ball on both ends that went up off the rim, there was a set of hands up there, and his were the only ones there most of the time. And
if he wasn't getting the rebound himself, he was helping create rebounds for his teammates.
Yep. So where do we go here? You want to do stats yet? Or
I suppose we can do stats. Yeah, brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it with two locations in Galesburg.
At halftime, both teams were 11 out of 20 from the field. We thought, well, that's kind of odd to have them be identical from the field through a half a play. Well, by the time we finished it up, we were within one shot of being identical for the whole game. And I guess it's fitting the way this thing went. Silver Streaks, 18 out of 39 from the field. Eisenhower, IVC goes 17. I wish it was Ivan Eisenhower. We had a lot better offensive night against those guys. IVC 17 out of 39 in this game. Turnovers, both teams with way too many of those unforced errors tonight. Galesburg with 22 turnovers against a team that really doesn't have much quickness at all. And IVC 17 turnovers, pretty well spaced out throughout the course of the game. But the biggest statistic of all is that rebounding total. Galesburg dominates the boards at the end of this thing with 38 rebounds to 18 for IVC. And the big stat was the fourth quarter, Galesburg with 18 rebounds in one quarter. 18-4 edge there. And
so they had as many rebounds in the
fourth quarter as they'd had the whole game up until that point.
Wow.
And the sophomores won. Theirs wasn't real pretty, but they had a wider margin, 64-47. Jumped out to a huge lead. A little of it melted away with some reserves coming in, but then they built on it at the end and get the win.
Other team numbers tonight. IBC finishes 3 of 7 from the three-point line. Galesburg 3 of 14 from behind the arc. And both teams not only under 50% from the free throw line, but well under 50% from the free throw line. 36% for the Gray Ghosts, 4 of 11. Silver Streaks, 44%, 11 of 25. Individual scoring, low numbers as you might expect for leading scorers. Mason Shaw with IVC with 12. Ben Rashid also in double figures with 10. Riley Owens, the leading scorer in the season for the Ghosts, finished with 9. Spencer Youngman off the bench with 5. Mitch McIntyre fouled out with 3. Ryan Beard also fouled out of the game with 2. Matt Kiffler did not score. for IBC. For the Silver Streaks, their leading scorer, Grant Gibson, with 11. Tyson Parks, Denzel Jones each had 9. Joe Williams and Devin Ross each had 8. So I guess nothing else you can talk about good balance there.
Low, but good balance.
Low, for sure. 5 points off the bench for Kevontae Shaw. J.J. Range and Logan Davis did not score for the Silver Streaks, who win it tonight. That's the bottom line, 50-41. Their 20th win of the season snaps a four-game losing streak. Ellsberg now 20-10. Heading into the regular season finale next Friday night against United Township, IVC drops to 17-9, and that is their last game of the regular season as they prepare for their regional opener in the Metamora Complex. We'll take a break here on the post-game show. We'll talk with Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Winter storms can create broken tree limbs and power outages, as well as a dangerous landscape. Ice-coated power lines can continue to carry electricity, whether sagging or on the ground. If you see low-hanging or downed power lines, assume they are energized and deadly. Stay far away, keep others away, and report the location. Learn more about winter storm safety at safeelectricity.org, sponsored by the Energy Education Council, with support from Ameren, Illinois.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2014 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
Stay up to date with the latest sports information. Fox Sports Radio. Weekends on Galesburg Radio 14. WGIL.
I will make the understatement of the year right here, Jim. It wasn't pretty, but Galesburg with a 9-point victory, 50-41. Again, they outscore IVC after falling behind by 6 early in the fourth quarter. They outscore the Grey Ghosts 16-1 the rest of the way. And it wasn't at the free throw line. It wasn't from the field, necessarily, as the Streaks turned it over, what, 8 times in the fourth quarter. It was pretty much more on defense than it was anything else. It wasn't that Galesburg put together a huge run that brought the crowd to its feet, jumping and getting all excited. It was just not allowing IVC to get anything done. But still concerns, obviously, going into next Friday night. We'll talk about that with Mike Reynolds here in a moment.
Sure, sure. Really, the most exciting thing tonight was to watch Tyson Parks rebound.
Yeah, it really was. Yeah, that's right.
We got UT coming in, an improved team, on Friday night. Then the season, regular season, will be over. This is our last Saturday night affair. And bottom line is we survived and we got the win, but we're going to have to play a whole lot better in the postseason if we're going to go very far. Got a weak field up at Geneseo. A good chance we might be
That'll
able
help.
To win a regional there. But if we do and go over to even the way we play tonight, we got to play better than this to be Dunlap.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
With their size and with pretty good guard play. Again, it's a win. I'm not sure this really answers anything for us tonight, except that we can grit one out and do it without Ethan Meeker. And probably
still struggling with the zone. That's the other thing, too.
The way Coach Reynolds talked, we may not have Ethan for Friday night, even against United Township. And I guess if there's any question of whether he's 100%, well, why would you send him out in a game that's pretty much meaningless as far as the conference is concerned? Everything now is just geared toward what you can do when the regional comes around. So we'll wait and see what happens there. But Mike getting cornered a little bit over there by some friends, but he will make his way here in just a few minutes and hash it out with us here.
20th win of the season for the Silver Streaks. That's a positive coming out tonight. Snaps a four-game losing streak, 50-41 the victory over the Grey Ghosts of IBC. In our post-game interview with Coach Reynolds, brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And let's find out the coach's thoughts on this one as Jim Lee gets things started off with the head coach with a wry smile on his face. He's looking forward to this, isn't he?
I think we're all just kind of sitting here happy that there's a victory, but that was, I don't know, you've been involved in a lot of games and coached a lot of games over the years, Mike. That's about as ugly as it gets out there tonight.
Well, I've coached some uglier ones, 32-29, I remember, in a regional championship once. Pretty ugly. I thought we turned the ball over a lot more than we normally would. But, you know, I think they're really good. I think they've played really well. You know, they beat Dunlap a week ago, beat UT. So certainly they played against athletes. We you know, we'll be better. I mean, you know, offensively we're a little disjointed. Meeker was out with an injury, which hurts us against his own immediately. And then I think some other guys tried to shoot too many threes to make up for the threes that he would shoot. So once we got the ball moving and got things going, I thought it wasn't bad. You know, certainly missed 38 free throws or whatever in the fourth quarter, but Tyson might have had 38 rebounds too. So it all worked well.
Right, and it's easy to focus on the negatives, as hard as it was to watch this offense tonight, but we're talking about your defense in the fourth quarter as well. I mean, that's really where the game ended up being, we thought.
Well, when we're really good, that's what happens. And if we'd have made free throws, it would be 61-41. So, I mean, and the game would probably have been over, you know, at the four-minute mark. But I thought our guys played extremely well defensively. And when you're able to hold, I thought Grant pretty much dominated, you know, the Owens kid. And I don't think too many guys can say that. I think he had 29 the other night against UT. And Grant was able to sit down and guard and finish him off pretty well. And I was proud of our guys. You know, there was times in there you could have tanked it in, but enough's enough. And it's nice to get off that losing streak and get to 20 wins.
At halftime, we had plenty of turnovers at that point. And this IBC team is not a quick team. It just seemed like our passes were in the half court, really a lot of unforced errors, just throwing the ball, maybe not enough zip on it or not anticipating guys coming in and filling lanes. Did you talk about that a lot at halftime, or do you try and just not focus on that so much?
Yeah, I mean, we talked about, you know, driving the gap and moving the ball and making the easy play. I thought our pass fakes weren't very good. You know, our ball movement wasn't great. You know, we got to be better. We got to be better against the zone. And you know, I thought we got some good shots in the first half early, and they didn't go in, and we got a little tight. And until we were able to get that thing going up and down, you know, we seemed to be really tight and weren't able just to play. And that's, we called a one timeout, and I told Joe, I grabbed him, I said, you got to play. You got to shoot it. You know, you just got to shoot the ball. I mean, you're open. You can't pass up shots. You know, if you're no good, we'll take you out. Don't worry. We've taken a lot of guys out, and everybody in their life's been taken out and been no good. But he was sparking us defensively, and you know, he had an off game offensively, but I thought defensively he was really good.
Well, and our passing tonight was just really lackluster at times. Was that a hangover, a carryover from last night, you think, in terms of, or was there something IBC was doing that just had us kind of, I mean, we thought our passing tonight was just not as crisp as it usually is.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think, you know, a little bit of Big Six hangover, but, you know, we got to get through that.
Right.
And, you know, I thought we figured out a little later and than we wanted to in the game. And you know, the key to that is, will you drive the ball or will you throw the ball in the middle? It was middle of the third quarter until we got a post touch. You know, we had none in the first half with Tyson and Grant. It was the middle of the third quarter, and Tyson flashed across, got a layup. And we got to throw the thing inside and trust those guys to make plays. And you know, you saw once you did that, it kind of spread out. You were able to get some touches in there, some drives, and it worked out well.
You mentioned Tyson. He must have had a bowl full of Wheaties before that fourth quarter. That was something else. Both ends of the court, we had us for 18 rebounds in the fourth quarter as a team, and he had the lion's share of them.
Yeah, I mean, he was really good there in the fourth quarter, and I pulled him out at the end of the third. You know, he turned the ball over, they got 3 points, and I'm just, you know, I said, you guys got to refocus here. We got to play here. You know, we just went up, you know, we're up three, and now we're down two going into the fourth because, you know, we threw the ball away here, you know, on a rebound that you don't need to throw it away on. You know, like Tyson always does, he nods at you and moves on and went out there and pretty much dominated that fourth quarter on the glass, which was big for us.
So what's the approach now this week in terms of getting ready for one game? I suppose focus number one is get healthy, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, we need to get healthy and you know, hopefully we can get some rhythm shots in this week and try to get our shooting back where it needs to be. And then, you know, it's kind of a combo week. You got to kind of look ahead. You know, we got some tape on Geneseo already. We've certainly seen Allman tape a lot and them live a lot. We'll go see Geneseo live on Tuesday. And then, you know, kind of prepare the mix. You know, we don't have a day in between to prepare, so we have to kind of prepare for Allman, Geneseo, and UT all this week and you know, see what comes through. And hopefully we can still gut it out with a lot of energy and win on Friday. And then move on to what we've really been looking for, the postseason.
All right. Well, Mike, we said, even in the third quarter of this, we said one of these coaches and teams is going to walk out scratching their head, wondering how they
they didn't win this ball game the way it was going, and one team's going to look back and say, hey, the win's a win, and it's a big one, and certainly to break that four-game skid was huge tonight.
Well, if you look at IVC scores, they don't lose by much usually. I know they had the one bad game at Canton, but they don't get beat by much very often, and they do an effective job of slowing the game down. I thought our athleticism, you know, made them tired a little bit there, and then we're able to get some deflections, some runouts. They didn't play last night. We played, which I think sometimes has a little bit to do with it. But we're excited to get win number 20. You know, first time in a long time, back-to-back years. So we're excited for that and want to keep pushing forward.
Mike, thanks.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, as always, to Mike Reynolds joining us in the post game for some comments. And, again, a good one tonight in terms of coming away with a victory, 50-41 over IVC. We'll take a final break here on the post game show. And we'll come back with our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game after this on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
WGIL, proud to be a part of Galesburg.
Hi, it's Bob O'Connor for WGIL. Does your long-ago choice for a prom date deserve a do-over? Maybe you're happy with it even today. Either way, United Way's Second Chance Prom is a chance to dance the night away and make new memories. Saturday, March 8th. Get more information on the calendar at WGIL.com.
This public service message is proudly presented by the local staff and management and ownership at WGIL. When it happens in the world of sports, we are there. Fox Sports Radio, weekends on WGIL.
Ellsberg boys win it, 50-41 over Chillicothe IVC. 20th win of the season for the Silver Streaks. And as Coach Mike Reynolds, back-to-back seasons. 20 last year as the Streaks won the regional. 20 again this year, now 20-10, heading into the season finale next Friday night against United Township. Our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, Jim. Despite the ugliness of this one, we did have a couple of what we thought were worthy candidates, but a nevertheless easy decision when it all came down to it.
Yeah, one of those candidates was Denzel Jones, who put 7 of his 9 points in the fourth quarter and hit a big 3-ball that I think what spread a 2-point lead out to 5, maybe something like that. And at the time he hit that, I thought, well, there's your Crunch Time Play of the Game right there. And it was a big shot, but as the final minutes wound down and on both ends of the court, Tyson Parks just absolutely cleaned the glass and time after time kept balls alive and ripped down defensive rebounds. He was there in the fourth quarter for us on the boards at crunch time, helping us get that big advantage. And you didn't have to be watching the Streaks all year long. My wife, Linda, here to my right, looked at me afterwards and pointed toward Tyson Parks. So I think she was going to threaten us if he didn't get the award tonight. So that made it all that much easier to pick Tyson Parks as our crunch time player of the game.
And hopefully he's got the spring in his step for next Friday night as well, as the Streaks look to close out the regular season on a 2-game winning streak after snapping a 4-game losing streak here tonight when the United Township Panthers come to town. Jim, we'll see you then.
Okay, sounds good.
Our thanks to Nick Simpson as well, our broadcast engineer, and thanks to you for being with us for Silver Streaks boys basketball tonight. 50-41 the final, a victory over Chillicothe IVC, and the sophomores won as well, 64-47. For our broadcast engineer, Nick Simpson, for Jim Lee, I'm Brad Benowitz. Until next Friday night, good night from John Thiel Gymnasium.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks boys basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.